The head of the Reserve Bank says the federal government should hand out further financial support if it's needed. Philip Lowe has appeared before a parliamentary inquiry that's looking at Australia's response to COVID-19, and one of the key measures the government introduced was the multi-billion dollar JobKeeper scheme, which subsidises the wages of workers. That's due to end in September, but the government says all options should be considered if the economy hasn't recovered by then. For the latest, I'm joined now by our political reporter, Stephanie Boris. Afternoon, Steffi. The JobKeeper scheme, it helps cover the wages of workers so businesses don't have to lay people off. And as I said, that's due to end in September. What has the RBA governor had to say about that timeline?
Well, Thomas, about 3.5 million workers are currently having their wages subsidised through JobKeeper, and there are concerns being raised by unions, business groups and welfare groups that that hard September cut-off date could actually do a lot of harm for businesses that aren't quite back up on their feet by then. So the Governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, Philip Lowe, was asked for his thoughts on it, and he said that September will be a critical point for the Australian economy because that's not just when JobKeeper is set to end, but we're set to see JobSeeker wound back slightly in terms of that additional supplement. And also, that's when the deferral of bank loans end too. So a lot going on in September. And now, if he said the economy is recovering well, it's on a good path, there would be no need for JobKeeper to continue past that date. But he did say if the economy has not recovered reasonably well, it should either be extended or modified or even potentially targeted to certain sectors like tourism, for example, if international flights are still not allowed by then. Philip Lowe, in front of this inquiry, acknowledged there is a review of JobKeeper next month and the government should look at these different options.
The world's very uncertain, and I think it's too early to say what it's going to be, what the economy is going to be like in 4 months' time. But if we have not come out of the current trough in economic activity, there will be a debate about how the JobKeeper program transitions into something else, whether it's extended for specific industries or somehow tapered. I think it's very important we don't withdraw the fiscal stimulus too early.
And Thomas, you'll recall the government announced initially that JobKeeper would cost $130 billion, but that figure was drastically revised down due to revised forecasts and an accounting error. So Philip Lowe was asked whether that money should be used right now. He says not for the time being, but if support is needed, that money should be used.
And Steffi, Labor's been critical of JobKeeper. So what's their response been to the RBA governor's comments?
Well, the federal opposition for some time now has been calling for changes to the scheme, arguing it leaves some workers out and the government should really extend that eligibility. And their other concern, of course, is about that September cut-off date, fears that some sectors will still need help past then. The Shadow Employment Minister, Brendan O'Connor, has seized on the RBA's comments, describing them as polite but clear and saying the government does need to look at all options.
The idea that the global economy and the domestic economy is going to be sufficiently recovered by September is frankly living in denial. So we accept that the government has to work its way through this, but it should be providing a very assured message to the Australian people that it's got some plans in place.
Shadow Employment Minister Brendan O'Connor there, and before that, our political reporter Stephanie Boris.